It means that the message books. And the message tapes. That's the divine revelation. But in the book, still remains a supernatural element that does not allow you, the laity, to see it. But it is left there for the preachers. He gave them a gift. That when they look into the same message, they will see what you cannot see. And they will bring an understanding that you could not get. And that is why God gave a fivefold ministry. But we must be careful. Because there is a true fivefold, and they will see the right understanding. But there is also a false fivefold. And that is why, in the same message, with the same books, two preachers will preach two different things. One is a member of the true fivefold. The other is not. They have understanding. Now how does understanding come? By hearing. Who are you going to hear?
None go find me.
A preacher.
Mureli.
A preacher.
Mureli.
So, that's how faith comes. That's how understanding comes. Now, how does unbelief come? It comes the same way. Unbelief comes by hearing. Because if you have unbelief, it is sin.
You
miss the mark. So whoever you're listening to is either misplacing. And you will end up with a false understanding. So faith comes by a man, and unbelief comes by a man. This unbelief is not sins of the flesh. This unbelief is the fruit of the soul.
Amen.
So we need to be careful who we hear.
Amen.
So let us stop. You really believe the prophet? With all your heart. All right. So let me read some quotes for you.
Okay. Let's read Psalm 119, verse 1.
Then the Holy Ghost, none other than God Himself, comes and dwells in you.
Amen.
You believe your prophet?
Amen.
I believe him too. Amen. Then again. But there is no satisfaction until God Himself comes into the human, into the heart, to control and satisfy the people.
Achida Kambiru Ulanga na Fushama.
You believe the prophet.
Amen.
You believe the message.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it too. Then he says again, when God condescended and overshadowed the Virgin Mary, he was alive. Then God himself came into the womb of the Virgin Mary and wrapped himself into a created blood cell. You believe your prophet? Amen. You believe the message? So God himself comes into a blood cell to make the body of Jesus. The Creator himself. You believe it?
Amen.
Amen. You believe it because the prophet said it. Then it says, God, the perfect one who came into the womb of the Virgin in the form of the Holy Spirit, the Creator, buckling himself up in a blood cell.
Pari mudzimu eno kunyelelao achiko udaka mbumbelo ya chikofu na chibumbelo chamia mketwa musiki wane vane vachiko dititela fasika na udiputera kanseri ya maropa.
God himself,
mudzimu wane vane,
in the Virgin Mary,
kachikofu Maria,
clothed himself in a blood cell,
vadiputera kanseri ya maropa,
the Creator himself,
musiki wane vane.
Amen.
Amen.
You believe that?
Vati nenezo.
Praise the Lord. God himself has to come down, and he made himself real little and come into the womb of Mary and created around himself a wall which was the blood.
So mudzimu vane vane vodziita chitu chituku vadza pasi kamumbero ya Maria unovadzisika umona na rubondo zvine zvava sene ya maropa.
No denomination preacher
auna mugari wa denomination
teaches like this.
Anofunza ngaendira.
No denomination preacher.
Auna mugari wa denomination.
They don't touch this.
Avazvikwamiri.
But do you believe that?
Vone vazvitenda.
Prophecy, and God himself living in this, making a tabernacle, and he dwelt in Christ. So the prophet said God himself was living in Mary's womb in a blood cell. And then God, the greatest that filled all time and space, came down in one little germ in the womb of the woman.
Bali mudzimu webe adadza chikara chote lindalote ada atitukupadzira pasi kasere tuku kana kambumbero yamukumakadzi.
You believe?
Amen.
Okay. Now I'll skip some because I take too much time, but I just want to know if you were a believer. Amen. Now, if you believe, do you have any unbelief? If you believe, you cannot have any unbelief. If you believe, you have hearing, you have understanding, because you are hearing what the prophet says. You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Amen. So I know you're a believer.
Yes, the word of David is you. By the end.
The Creator God dwelling himself dwelling in the human being.
Musiki mudzimu vane vane vodzura ka munthu.
Is the Creator of the pillar of fire?
Na musiki mikavu ya muliro.
Is he in the baby?
Na ukamwana.
In the blood cell?
Ka seria maroma.
Amen. Is that supposed to be just read?
Na ni uredera ubara skaria pa.
God Himself.
Mudzimu vane vane.
The Creator.
Musiki.
Then God Himself as a man. From the baby and growing to a man. The Creator, essentially, the Creator, God Himself dwelling in a human being. You believe that? We are some believers. That's the pillar of fire, that's God Himself. He is in there. He is in there.
Is in there.
See? God Himself in the blood cell in forming the baby, forming the flesh around Himself in Mary. Is that what the prophet said? Amen. Okay. God in a blood cell, he said.
Muzimu kaseri ya malopo uraro.
God in a womb.
Muzimu kabumbere.
God, the blood, the womb, and the baby.
Muzimu malopo mbumbere na rushie.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, everybody happy?
Mwanamungu kufushe na hizo.
That's because you are believers.
Dinga uli ni matei.
And if you are believers,
no, I don't even tell
you. Then you are not an unbeliever.
If you are
a believer, then there is no sin. Is that right? Amen. All right, good. So I want to test you one more time. And see if we actually all believe. So one more set of quotes. There's a new set of quotes. Tell me if you believe this. This is a dying spirit in a dying body. But now you can't be in two bodies at one time. Can I be in two bodies? You know, there's a teaching that's going around that my theophany is next to me. Is it alright? Well, your theophany can only move if there's a soul in it.
Theophany, you don't have two
souls. If this soul is in that
theophany,
somebody needs to tell you that you are dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's alright.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not true.
So as is on.
Now you cannot be omnipresent without being omniscient. God is not, God's not even omnipresent, he's omniscient. Omniscient means, which means him omnipresent, he knows all things. But in order to be a being, he has to be in one being. But being omniscient, he can be omnipresent because he knows all things. So now we're going to know if you're a believer.
So the word of God is now.
It's saying that God, the Holy Ghost, can only be one place at one time.
Amen.
Is that right? You say, well, how can he be everywhere? Because he knows everything. It's like he's everywhere. But he himself is always in one place. So, if I was God, I'm here with you. But I would know what my wife is doing with my money in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Because I would know.
It's
like if I was
there.
But I am here.
But I am here.
So God,
the
Great Almighty,
and
as denomination teach,
God
is everywhere. No. Our prophets say he could only be one place at one time. But because he knows all things, he is like he is everywhere.
Amen.
Are you
here?
If he was everywhere, why would he come down in the evening time with Adam?
I thought he
is everywhere. Why would he tell Moses, I heard the cry of my people, and I have come down? But I thought you were always here. Something not right. You ready?
Amen.
When Jesus was at the Jordan River, Who came down on the Jordan River?
I
thought he was already there. I believe.
Get it.
All right? He knows before the world began how many fleas, lice, how many bugs, how many times they would bat their eyes and everything about it,
see?
And you can't be omniscient without being infinite. So I want to ask you a question. Who would you rather be? The strongest man in the world? Or a man who knows all things? Who is the greater man? A man who no one could beat? The strongest, most powerful man? Or a wise man who knows all things? Which one? The man who knows all things. Absolutely, because no matter how strong you are, the man who knows all things knows which hand you're going to hit him with. How are you
going to
hit him? But he does not know what the little man can do to him. Because he doesn't know what he can do. Omniscient is a great thing.
So, Uddiva Zote, did you get to who?
Okay. I'm going to read three more for you. Just because you're believers. The question asked by a theologian to me that been attending the meetings or hearing the teach said,
Mushe Uddiva, Gabora Theologian, Uri.
He said, then if God omnipresent, then he said, he can be everywhere. The theologian
is saying.
That's a denomination theologian. Here's our theologian speaking. He said, I said, he is not omnipresent in the way the word speaks omnipresent.
Ndali, how ote ote, ngandire ini shango lamba ote ote gayo.
He cannot be a being and then be omnipresent.
Here's
what the prophet says. If he was omnipresent, why would you pray for the Holy Spirit? Because you'll be reading in the Holy Spirit and reading out the Holy Spirit. The prophet continues. If he is omnipresent, he will fill every crack, every corner, every crevice, every cell fiber. Because when you breathe in, you are taking in oxygen. And oxygen goes to every cell of your body. So if the Holy Ghost was everywhere,
so
every cell will have the Holy Ghost. Then how can you get sick?
So Barora Animo.
I said, why did you hunt for Moses if he was omnipresent at the end? Why did you run up and down the garden crying, Adam, Adam, where art thou, if he is omnipresent? He is omnipresent because he is omniscient. He knows everything because he is infinite. Being infinite, then he sits in the heavens. He abides in a place because he is a being.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to repeat that. He abides in a place because he is a being. Right? So we have a question. You ready?
Amen.
Go together. How can he be in every place and yet he is in every one of us? How can he be in a place and yet be in every one of us? Didn't the preacher tell you? God in you. Christ in you. So if God himself is in me, who is in my elders and deacons in South Carolina? If
there
can only be one place at one time. How can that be? Now watch
carefully.
The prophecy, God is omnipresent. Him being omniscient makes him omnipresent. If God is omnipresent, just like the atmosphere, then he is a myth. If you believe God himself is in you, and in all the believers, and then he's on all the believers at my church and at Brother Louis church, then you're born
with
a myth.
That's what
he's saying. Are we still believers? Okay. But God is a person. Therefore, he has a certain place that he dwells. That's the prophet's words. And he is omnipresent by being omniscient. So then I ask you the question. How can he dwell in all of us at the same time? If He could only be in one place at one time.
How can he be in all of us?
How can he be in all of us? Pentecost don't care.
Pentecost ain't andava.
And many in the message don't care.
Na banji kam message yavan andava.
But the prophet is telling us mysteries.
Pezi porufchama kolu kuzabi kiniri.
And it's only for his elect.
Na wone zitulo pezi ba nangiwa.
I could have been speaking this.
No banji chingamba hezi.
Into big names.
Nga madina mahuru.
Order. The great names in South Africa. The important ones.
And the meta.
But God says there's nothing
there.
There must be elects here. There must be elect seed of God here. Because God will not cast his pearl before swine. Where it will be rejected and trampled. Somebody in here, whoever it might be, must be seed. Must be elect. Because denomination doesn't have an answer to this.
God, denomination aina pindulo ka Yesu.
And many in the ministry does not know either.
Unobanji kamushumeli abazvidivi nazvo.
Again. Therefore, if he knows everything, he knows what's going on at every place. But God himself dwells in a certain place. Amen.
Amen.
One
song.
But he himself is a person dwelling in one place. Therefore, we could call him omniscient. God could not be just like the air. Because God has a dwelling place. God is not a myth. God is a being. What I'm here to tell you today, the way God dwells in his people is a mystery to the world. It's called the mystery of the indwelling. And if you have that understanding wrong, you don't have to tell me before you walked in that door. You had a certain idea how God dwells a believer. Actually, you were in sin. Because you had a wrong understanding. But yet you wish that you believe.
Amen.
What is more important then? Believing or understanding? The Bible said the devil believed. That's what it said in the book of James. So which is more powerful?
Did you build till Monday, sir?
I believe every word.
Or is
it better to understand the little? Even though you might not believe and understand all the rest.
Now, when this is not enough,
it's better to say, I don't know.
The queen did it at the deal.
But what you do understand,
you know what, professor?
You do understand.
Yes, professors are cool.
So I guarantee.
So
when you walked in that door, you never thought that you were in sin. But sin means to miss the mark. And the picture in your mind was a wrong picture. And that is as simple as sin. We are always watching the flesh. No, no, this flesh will pay for everything here. But this soul will pay for it in hell. See, the devil blindsides us. You want to be a nice person. You want to live right. But you don't care how you understand. But you're not caring of what you do understand. So which one is more important?
So
living perfect, living holy, or striving for understanding? Did not the Bible say in all I get and get an understanding? Did not your Bible say wisdom is the principal thing? Why do we seek to perfect the flesh then? Is the right understanding will give you power over the flesh. Alright. Are we ready? So it says, if your God is everywhere, if your God is dwelling in each one of you, God himself dwelling in you, the prophets say your God is a myth. So if your indwelling, how God dwells in you, is wrong, guaranteed your Godhead is wrong. Yeah. If your indwelling is wrong, your Godhead is wrong. If your indwelling is wrong, the prophet is saying, your God is a myth. Because he's just like the air. So if the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the mystery of the indwelling of God is not understood by the ministry and the believers, then their knowledge of God is a myth.
Amen.
Alright, we're going to try to, because I believe you believe, right? Try to cut it short. One more. Now he can't be just like the wind over the earth because he is a being. He just isn't a myth. He is a being. He dwells. He even dwells in a house. He dwells in a place called heaven.
Amen.
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 Alright. Now let's look at the devil. The devil is a great force.
Diabolo di nungo zamanda kulu.
The devil has great power.
Diabolo una manda manji.
And the devil is great in his power.
Naone diabolo di muhulu kamanda awe.
But he's under the power of God.
Bezi upasi amanda mzi.
The devil can only be one place at one time.
Diabolo ngakono mapetu china china chini.
His imps can be everywhere. His imps can be everywhere. He scattered out his demons, his co-workers. So what? God can only be one place at one time. Satan can only be one place at one time. Therefore, you say that man, the devil is in that man. The devil can only be one place at one time.
Diabolo kono ba fetu ti na chibwa chiti.
Just like God could only be one thing.
Kuno banga dzimu ape tuti na chibwa chiti.
But God knows all things.
Fetu dzimu ti basu zothe.
So it's like he's everywhere.
Dzimu chole ange umwe na humwe.
Satan doesn't know all things.
Satan hati misu zothe.
Therefore he has his demons everywhere.
So na ngwendira uti ova na madimoni na mimuya ya umwe na humwe.
He said, God himself is alone in this field of omnipresence. Not an angel, but God himself.
Alright? Alright,
are you ready? Okay, let's do a little bit harder one now. So we have a contradiction. Alright? So based on the prophet's teaching on omnipresence, this opens up a number of Bible questions. Because you told me, you believe, when the prophet said, God himself was dwelling in a blood cell. Well, then for 9 months, God couldn't go anywhere. You told me that you believe. What is more powerful, believing or understanding? You see, if you are dissatisfied, I believe the prophet. I told you Satan believe also. What's the difference? His believing didn't change him. Did your believing change you?
Now
or was revelation changing you now? You see, God himself was dwelling in the womb of Mary. So he could not be anywhere else for 9 months. You told me you did that. So if there's a Bible question, a prophet says there should be a Bible answer, and it should come straight from the scriptures. So would you like to know how it works? If there's a question on your mind, there's got to be an answer somewhere to answer. So let us start. If God can only be one place at one time, answer me how God is in here, and God is in my elders and deacons in South Carolina. That's a good question, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
So the prophet is teaching that God being omnipresent, that makes him omniscient. And God can only be one place at one time or in one body at one time. And he's not like the wind or the air, he's not a myth. And if our indwelling is right, then our Godhead is right. And if our Godhead is right, our new birth teaching will be right. And then your water baptism will be right. Then our worship will be right. But if you get one wrong,
now
it throws the whole thing else off. So now, if God is in me as water in a glass, you know, God is in me. Pentecost is a holy one filled with the Holy Ghost.
Pentecost was not that one of your kids.
The Holy Ghost himself. If God is in you, as water in a glass, how are you in God? Because the Bible said that he in me and I in him. If God is in me, as a hand in a glove, how am I in God? So you're in Christ. You're in God. If he's in me like a hand in a glove, then how am I in him? If God himself, if God himself is in me, why do I need guardian angels? The mighty God is in me. Please send an angel. I need help. Is he asleep in you? God himself is asleep in you. Oh, he sleeps a lot. That's why he gives you an angel. That's what they would teach us in one this message. Because they believe. I believe to make you a sinner. It's telling how you understand.
Amen.
If God himself is in me, why do I need a refilling of the Holy Ghost? God himself is dwelling in the human heart. I need a refillment. Did you have a leak? Did some of him leak out? Did some of him leak out? Why do you need a refillment? I thought God himself is dwelling in the human heart. Oh wow, we know all the mysteries.
Oh, the divine spirit of.
We believe all the word. I can still be very much in sin. But God will not permit his very elect. That's why he sent me. Because there must be seed here. There must be elect here. Lest you go about confident in yourself. Pastor, I believe every word. Tell me what the prophet said. I believe that. You can believe and be in sin. Because every time you hear something, you form a picture of how it is. And that picture could be wrong.
And they just find something.
Just like when you hear God is in you, the Holy Ghost is in you, to form that picture. That's why I show you the pillar of fire and the baby.
Because
that was the picture that was in you. And that was sin. That's why I show you the pillar of fire and the
black cell.
Because that's how you picture it when you
read the quote.
And that was it.
And
that was
what
you
achieved.
But you
believe.
If God himself is in me, the preacher, if God himself is in William
Branham,
you believe God himself was with William
Branham?
Why did he say he is waiting for the anointing? It's God himself in William Branham. God in the form of a man. What are you waiting for, Brother Branham?
Brother Branham,
I'm waiting for the angel to come. Something
not
right
there.
Is it just me or there must be something wrong?
Now to ban the canoe over the two choke a girl.
Error can seem so righteous.
Lukaki ungabonera kuti chito lukaro kuchipinga.
Bible said you can be deceived.
Ibirini vakapuriwa.
By the deceivableness of unrighteousness.
Ngamufura hausaruka.
Unrighteousness
usaruka
looks like righteousness.
Ubonana sauruka.
That's how he deceives you.
Ningandirone havapuranga.
All he has to do
is
give you a misunderstanding.
Ndumbania usapfesesa ukupfesesa usihone.
So God himself is in William Branham, who was he waiting for at the end of the meeting?
Aram zimone wazewaka William Branham, wawa chirinera ni musi mutangano usi nopera, usi mototo rapera la.
How many believe that they are born again?
Iba ngane wano tendo rupi
mwa. How many believe that God himself comes and dwells in the believer's heart?
Iba ngane wano tendo mzimone wazewa ataba tzula mbili ni amteni.
God is in you.
Mzimu kabon.
What are you doing here?
Mwani wakoto zamini, aram zimu wakabon.
You said you were looking for knowledge.
You're
looking for understanding.
You're
looking for faith.
All
of that is in you.
Ah, so things you can born.
God himself is in you. Why do you need to grow?
Something's
come right here, brother. You need to grow. Correct.
Something's
just don't seem
right.
He must be asleep.
Would you wait there,
eh? All right. So let's take God
in Jim
in omnipresent.
As what
right? So if God is everywhere,
Adam Jim out
and what is death? Anybody knows what death is? The definition of the word death?
Na rufuni mi, mungu ya dibori taruso ya rufuni mi.
Yeah, death means separation from God.
Rufuru amba upandekanyo na mzi.
But there could be no death.
Pezi unasibe na rufu.
Because if God is everywhere,
ara mzima hume na rufu.
You can never be separated from God.
Unasibe wa kovo upandekanyo na mzi.
So then, we will ever
live
forever. Because we can never be separated from God. Because God is everywhere.
Mm.
If God is everywhere, then hell is not that bad. Because God will be there with me. Because he's everywhere.
Right.
Okay. God is omnipotent.
Mzimu ndiye ramanda wote.
Okay. He's omnipotent, he's omnipresent.
The ramanda wote ndiye wote wote.
Now tell me, I'm going to explain something to you, and you tell me if it sounds right.
You have two children. Let's say
you have your children.
And
the mother can be everywhere. And a bad man
is coming
to hurt the baby.
Liko dova isa mwana.
What would the mother do?
Na mme udeta mi.
Because she's there.
Ngauru ene.
She's there. She can do anything.
Angaita chimona chimu.
Will she be guilty of allowing that bad thing to happen?
Na udova na mwana nduwa utende na sutu. Ivi zichita kola mwana.
What do you say?
Ma mwana mi.
True.
Dizone.
I'm going to tell you another one. Now Eve is in the garden. An adulterer comes to her. She's very innocent. And God is right there. He's allowing the adultery. He's watching the adultery. He's present. And after she did it,
it's
not your
guilty.
Because he's everywhere. That's all right. That sounds like a loving father.
As you pray,
that
sounds all right.
That would make him guilty. The Holy God. The really Holy God. Is dwelling in you, God Himself. And at night, when you're with your wife, he's right here. Because sex was the whole thing.
But
he's right there in the bed.
God
himself is. But you believe. Even though your understanding might be crazy. But you believe. And your believing puts you in sin. That's the confident message people have.
I
heard the prophecy. I listened to everything. I read all the books. Yeah, so they feel they are free from sin. But sin means when you read, you form the wrong understanding. You want one more? I'll give a simple one to you. All that God was. All that God was. He poured into Christ. All that God was. He poured into Christ. All that Christ was. Who knows the Pope? Do you know the Pope? Believers, do you know the Pope? All that God was. Before into Christ. All that Christ was. How many believe? Alright. Now, all that God was before into Christ is a throwaway class.
Where's all this now? So yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, wow.
Where's all this now?
Yeah.
And all that Christ was, he poured into the bride. Oh, where's God now?
So he's
in the bride. Come here, let me worship you.
Come on, let me worship
you. You read the quote? Your human mind put a picture, and this became your understanding, and this became sin. But you believe. Everyone. Satan believes. That's what the Bible says. Now you understand why I wanted a million
or
making? Okay, you ready? How many believe that God is omnipotent? Means he can do all things, he's all powerful. You ready? Can God create a rock that no man can lift up?
Yeah?
He can do anything. We sing that. God can do anything. Is that right? Can God create a rock that he cannot lift up?
No.
Why not? Well, then it's he can't do everything. Anything. Everything then. Can God do everything? Can he create a rock that no man can lift up? Can he create a rock that he cannot lift up?
No.
If you say no, he is not God. If you say yes, he is God. If you say yes, he's not God.
Not a asimudzimu.
Why thought he could do anything?
Why did you blow that hat at you?
Then we said we know our God.
Wait a
minute, the minister say, this is the unveiling of God. The mighty God on thee. All recognized presence of God. When you see the speak like that, they don't know. They just don't want you to know they don't know. Watch carefully. Can God do everything? Can God do anything? Can God create eternal life? Can God create eternal life?
Mudzimu angatsika vuchiro hauyanga husaperi na.
No.
Get that brother's pastor. Created, eternal life cannot be created. Otherwise, it had a beginning.
Yeah.
So how can God create something that never had a beginning?
So mudzimanga sika ani chiri chisina.
Can God destroy eternal life?
Namudzimu anga tutakana uchinyadza vuchiro vusaperi.
He
told
me he could do anything.
Imagine,
he can't create eternal life.
He can't destroy.
He can't create a rock. He can't live up. Does God know everything?
Namudzimu.
He knows everything. Does God know how it feels? Excuse for the children. Does God know how it feels to commit adultery?
Namudzimu yazozorozvipfara hani kuita kupombye.
No.
No? He has intimate knowledge of how it feels to commit adultery.
Now, unachona cho chenjemo cha nama cha uita kupombwe.
He put a seed in Mary by the spoken word.
Obembe ukamaria ngaipino buriwao.
Can God know how it feels to be with a wife or a woman?
Namudzimu unachona cho chenjemo cha kuva na mufumakadzi.
That's why he knows everything.
Ndina chiro divasu zvote.
I thought this is the unveiling of God.
Nene ndiko chionga hondo tsumburu wa mudzimu.
Are we sure we know our God?
Zvina vutanzuri yadziva mudzimu washu.
Because if your indwelling is wrong,
ngauri arali pfunzo yavo yaudzuriwa yokakera.
Your Godhead is wrong.
Na Godhead yavo yokakera.
And even in the message,
naka message,
you're worshiping a God who is a myth.
Vakorosha mudzimu ane atovanga nechero.
But like Pentecost, they know it in nothing.
Ufana na vapentecostal avongozvidziva.
Christian, what does it mean?
So, what does it mean?
It means that God can only do things that are limited by His nature.
What does it mean?
He cannot violate His Godhood. So, to create a rock that He can create in any kind, any form, if he cannot lift it, it will violate his nature. It will violate his nature of being God. Therefore, not that he cannot do it, he chooses not to do it. Anything that will violate his nature of being God. Therefore, God is limited by his nature. Because if you act outside of your nature, that will make you a hypocrite.
Amen.
So, if God can do anything, can God lie?
No.
His nature will not allow him.
Vumbo yawe ingasimutende.
Anything that would violate his Godhood,
chiwana chiwichine chato chinya vumudzimu hawe.
He chooses not to do it.
Onango sachiita.
Amen? So now, I know you ask me, Mister, you tell us all the problem. What about the answer? Well, let us look at it.
So, how do you have it?
Ask him.
Tell him who sees.
We have a case. I'm just making the case. You have to wait for the answer.
But you're in the
So how does that work?
Now, if you say,
I'd like you to go to the Bible.
Did you take your break up in the?
And I'm going to turn this page. Is that all right?
Did you find a page? I'm going to look up.
This page cost us much grief.
A page, you're looking at my mind.
We might as well turn it. So, in your Bible, Pastor Louis, do you have that Esau on this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. It's a little bit slow, but for sure. Okay, John. Oh, this brother has a lot of stuff on here. Let's put it like that. John. Very small, isn't it? Okay. And this is not mine. Oh, you have to do this. Alright, so I'm going to read for you.
The valley that's in the mama.
That which has been born of flesh is flesh, and that which has been born of spirit is spirit. Well, I must depend on this brother here. I need King James Version. So, so you can see the red letters. That which is the born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Now, where's our teachers? Where's our young ones? Does anybody see anything unique about this scripture? The way that it's written?
Yes, sir.
Except for that guy. Teacher,
but it is.
What do you see? No?
What is it?
Just the color. Watch very carefully. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That's the sex boot. Right? That's from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
The muri of that.
That's on the tree.
The muri.
That which is born of spirit.
It's
spirit.
The muya.
Watch carefully.
So that is good.
Notice this spirit is not equal to the spirit.
This is a capital
S.
This
is a lowercase S. But not here. Here. So the use of capital letters is not in the Greek. The Greek don't use capital letters for punctuations.
Chigerika achishumisi maletere danzi chichi amba kana chichi mwana mafungu.
This was placed by the translators.
Hezi zobewa ngabatalu chedi.
To emphasize the difference.
Ukwatisesa pambano.
Alright? So what is this difference?
Na ipambano ndipi iyo.
Now we start.
Zino riatoma.
Do you want to take a break before we do it? Alright. So, the prophet said, since the opening of the seals and then angel just behind the mountain yonder, this has become a new book. So, without the seals being open, we
will
have read that scripture and never noticed. Church is book. Now let this be known. Scripture does not play with words. Whatever is in the record is therefore for the ordained eyes to see. It is there for a purpose. I ask you, is the scripture written with a capital S for a purpose?
Na uliarumwaro una lendere danzi una ndivona.
Capital S, lowercase s?
Danzi S na letter tubu S.
That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of capital S spirit is spirit. Capital letters carry meaning.
My letter danzi are.
So the use of capital letters, God revealing secrets to the elect. Teaching her how to read his love letters. The prophet speaking on capital letters. He said in 1 Corinthians the 11th chapter and the 10th verse, if you notice. Power of the angels. 1 Corinthians. Because the angel is the man, the messenger.
Look.
It's a little A.
The letter Lituku A.
Where angels are concerned of heavenly beings, it's a big E, a capital E. So where there is a lowercase a for angels, these are men. Whether they be prophets, or ministers, or priests, they are men. When there is a capital on angels, they are heavenly angels. They are from heaven. They are not from earth. Abraham called him Lord.
Abraham omubizamuren.
Capital L, capital O, capital R, D. Elohim, the great Jehovah.
Yamadanzi all the L O R D.
So when you have all caps.
Jehovah.
Elohim. For sure.
Go.
So I'm going to give you a test. Using the law from the prophet, can we easily understand and identify which is the Lord in Psalms 110? Which Lord is Jehovah in this verse?
Nupio Morena, Ane Ava Yehovah Kaivest.
The Lord said unto Milo, this is all caps. This is not. Which one of these two is Jehovah? According to the prophet
quote.
Which one? The first one?
Jehovah.
Can you tell me, you sure that the first one is Jehovah God? Let's just say for sake that $100 in my pocket. How much is willing to bet $100 that this one is Jehovah? But my question is, if you're so sure, this is Jehovah.
What is this?
You don't believe in two gods, do you?
No.
But tell me. The one that's in the message, don't touch this scripture. Tell me who this is. I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep $100 there. Nobody's talking to me. The prophet says, by one handshake, by one water, no. Then somebody is wrong. By one spirit, it's a capital. That's the Holy Spirit. By one spirit. No, the prophet is telling me when you see capital S, that equals God Himself. That's the Holy Spirit then. That Holy Spirit. So the use of capital letters in spirit equals God Himself. Now the question is, what does the lowercase S mean? Give you one more for witness. But before anything took place, he was in the spirit. And if you notice that in your Bible, the big capital spirit, the Holy Spirit. Amen? All right. So let's look now and see what it is. This is all about. So the first spirit, that which is born of flesh is flesh. If you're a dog, you'll be born a dog. If you're a man, you'll bring forth man. This is the sex
will.
And any species will work. Dog will bring forth dog. Cat will bring forth cat. Man will bring forth man. And that which is born of. This is God. That which is born of God. So the first one here. Spirit, God, that's the source.
Muya, what you did achieve? Oh,
that's Father.
Then the call of tea.
And the little one,
Unomutuku,
is the pronoun.
The Chipele Ezra.
And this spirit,
you know, Holy Muya,
is Zoe.
The Zoe.
And that which is born of Zoe is,
you know, it is of people called Zoe. The
Zoe.
The Zoe.
But the lowercase.
Bezi cha letter two.
Zoe uppercase.
Zoe letter dandy.
Zoe lowercase.
Now Zoe letter two.
Spirit.
Muya.
God Himself.
That
which is born of God.
This is God.
That which is born of God is.
It is a people of Zimu. A
lowercase
God. Alright. Mm.
I don't
want to lose you.
This is the law of reproduction.
You
produce of your own kind.
But
John, 3 and 6 is equal to Genesis
1:11. 1:11.
Every life brings forth of its own kind.
Which you have check.
If God is God and He brings forth offsprings, what are they? God, but was Adam God of the earth?
Yes.
Adam of did Adam have power and dominion?
Mm-hmm.
Was Adam a God?
Mm-hmm.
Who was his father?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look. This is the way God looks. This is the way God sees.
Alright,
let's continue.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. So, the word to be born is the word genua in the Greek. Genua.
If you baby one, if it's genua, that's good.
It means to bring forth. Of men who father children. To be begotten. The root word means offspring. It means stock. Individuals of the same nature. Same kind. Same sort. Same species. So these two
Yesu
is the same species. What species is it?
Now
it's the God species. The world 1965
leadership. Come on, 1965
leadership. There's only one form of eternal life. And that's God. He alone has eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. We are products of Him. Because we're genes of His Spirit. Notice how they capitalize Spirit.
Come on, but it's only done this Spirit you want to have.
We are genes of His Spirit. He is the source. We are products of Him. So we write some things down here.
You know, I don't want to do so fast, yeah.
We are products and we are genes.
Raba Zoba Kanambeu.
So Zoe
Zoe
and genes
Nambeu
is the same.
The Chibi.
And the joy and the gene has the characteristics.
Mbegu ina mvumbo.
The characteristics of who?
Mvumbo ya nini?
Of who?
God.
I can't hear. God. Oh.
Ya mzimu.
Is that right?
Naizo ni zone.
So the gene, the product, this is the source.
Mvumbo, chiperezwa, hoi mitinde.
These characteristics.
Hei mvumbo.
And how is God known?
Na mzimu zibiswa haani.
God is known by what?
Mzimu zibwanga.
God is known.
Mzimu zibwanga.
By what?
Mzimu zibwanga.
The problem is God is known by his characteristics.
Mzimu zibwanga mvumbo yawe.
Is that right?
Amen.
So if you have the gene of God in you, which carries the characteristics of God in you, who is in you? Who?
God.
Oh, now God is in you. But not the source.
Who's the chief?
He could only be one place at one time. But God can be in you because all his characteristics is in you. But you still need his help. He's not in you. So therefore, until you come of age, he can give you an angel.
Amen.
I can hear you.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you believe this one is in you,
yes.
Your Godhead is wrong.
Yeah.
Your God is a myth. And you're a sin, and you're in sin. And you don't know it.
And never see.
But yet you believe.
Now overstand.
That's the key thing, you believe.
Did you tell them bad end?
Oh, you're so happy you believe. So I didn't make this up.
I told us four measures.
The prophet said this is the only source.
But we're still
alive.
And he
said these are products.
About heaven is better.
He called it product the gene.
The
gene comes in a form of life. And the life is called Zoe. It carries the nature of God, which have the characteristics of God. Therefore, God is in you, but not the source. And this one is the outside teacher, and this is the inside teacher in you. This one teaches through him, and this guy receives it and brings your body subject to it. Outside teacher, inside teacher. Unless you believe, the outside teacher teaches, then he goes in you,
then
becomes the inside teacher, and then receives it.
Then
you believe that? You might not catch that. If you believe in only one, then there's an outside teacher and inside teacher. You'll make him everything. So the outside teacher goes in him, teaches, leaves him, go in you, become the inside teacher, and receive it. That's kind of crazy. Because he can only be one place at one time. So, you see how easy it is to be confident that you're believing, having a good time on the way to hell, on the very prophet, on the pillar of fire. And we are saying, we have the full word. Because it's designed that way. The message to blind the non-elect. Mureza
urupofu deva somo nengwa.
But open the eyes of the elect.
Petwa bonyoro samato abo nengwa.
Arero who it is.
Chidiwuri nini.
But there must be some elect in here.
Utio vana bangu ba nengwa pa matsera na musim.
So, are you ready?
Go to get us, you know.
You like this principle?
Sure.
Okay. So you have two sorts. You have a source and a product. So let's talk. If the source was an apple, what would you call the product?
Apple.
Apple. If the source was a pear, what would you call a product? Now, will all the characteristics of the pear be in the product? Would it be the same life? So therefore, God is in you. Because God has known my characteristics. And his characteristics is in the nature he gave you. But it's not the source in you.
Oh, I just don't
want you. There's only four ways that God can dwell in you. Only four ways. God is only four ways that God, you can see God. Four ways to know God. God is in nature. God is in his word. God is in his people. And God is in his son. Only four ways. Are you ready? God is in nature. You believe that? It's the way that God is in nature, the way that God is in his people.
They
are 50-50. You can either be right or it can be wrong. 50-50. Prophecy, God is in nature. God is in his people. The way that God is in his people is in the way he is in nature.
Alright,
okay. I'll keep my $100.
Okay.
Is God in a lamb?
Na mzimuka
bwana. Okay. I'm
going to
draw a lamb
here.
That's my lamb. That's my lamb. Okay. So God is in the lamb. How many believe God is in the lamb? The prophet said that. Sure. Is Zoe in the lamb? At least you're brave enough to be wrong. it's better to be wrong on this side of the river. If something can be done. That side. You probably wouldn't get on that side.
But I don't see
that. Is that right? So God is in nature. God is in the land. You believe that? Is that what you believe?
Yes.
Let's see if it's sin that you have in your mind. Let's see if you missed the mark. But yet you believe. So I ask the question. In the Lamb, is it the Holy Ghost in the Lamb?
Now,
is the source in the Lamb?
No, sir.
Is the gene of God in the Lamb? Because if the gene is in the Lamb is the Son of God. And the Lamb will be saved.
Father.
So little secret here now.
So come up with the
in the message.
Come and
God can only be known by his characteristics. What God did. God created a DNA. A created
DNA.
And he copied the characteristics. He copied his characteristics, Zoe. To have same qualities as Zoe. But yet it is not Zoe.
Now, who's the Zoe?
He created the DNA.
Osika DNA Zoe.
He created the characteristics in the DNA.
Osika muva kaelo Zoe.
That the lamb would be a peaceable animal. That he would be led. Loyal to the shepherd. Know his shepherd voice. God programmed that in the DNA. So when this DNA, you begin to see its characteristics, then you are seeing God. But yet Zoe is not in there.
Now also we should have
specially designed DNA.
The DNA yo stick on a spencer.
Because one. Now you better one more further.
Career of Jiha.
So God is in his son, God is in his children.
Muzimu kamroa or muzimu kabanabawe.
By the product.
Ngati perezo.
By the nature.
Ngambero.
By the gene.
Ngambero.
God is in the Lamb, but in a different way. Not the same way. So anytime you see the characteristics of God, that is God. But you're not talking about the source. But you're not talking about the product. You're not talking about the nature and
character.
So God is in the Lamb. Is God is in the eagle? Is Zoe in the eagle? Is God Gene in the eagle? So how God is in the eagle? He created a special DNA.
Osika zofa lina mbumbo yoi monga uyu.
And program certain characteristics.
Babea mwimba hoi monga uyu.
That is his characteristics.
Une haba mwimba haa mwimbo ne vane.
To a created DNA.
Ka hei sere yosikuwa kana DNA yosikuwa.
So now in the Bible.
Zino ka bibiri.
Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians 3.
Kari ya kabuku ya wakorinda wa utoma 3.
And 36.
Verse 39.
All flesh is not the same flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of beast, another flesh of fish, and another of birds. So when you're talking about not all flesh is the same, you're talking about not all DNA is the same. So the DNA in a fish is different from the DNA in a lamb. It's different from the DNA that is in an eagle. But each one of them can reveal God, simply part of God.
Right,
one more.
We have
God is, we did God in His people.
Muzimu kama tuvawe.
We did God in His creation.
Muzimu kama mpowawe.
Let's look at God in His Son.
Kali sese kama muzimu kama rawawe.
Now, if you have these wrong,
so no araba na Yesu zote zote.
Because you read those quotes.
Wone mwana yao renta.
I want to say God is in His creation.
Bati muzimu kama usika hawe.
You know you were thinking about God in the land.
Yes.
Yeah, in your mind you were thinking God in the Lamb.
But
the prophet said it. Okay. God in His Son. You ever hear about Jehovah crying in a manger? You hear Jehovah crying in a manger?
Mm-hmm.
Jehovah playing marbles, but Jehovah on a manure pile.
Jehovah anta tulia manure.
So let's look now.
So no, Ariabele.
Brother Brown taught.
Ariabele mufunza
that God did not dwell Christ until the Jordan River.
Muzimu abu muzura kaka Christo sukamna mbuni wa Jordan.
Is that what he taught?
Na isonzia mufunza.
That was where the incarnation takes place.
The half of Hune Uzuri Waite Horn.
So, how can Jehovah be crying in a stable?
You know, Jehovah would in a honey, Dangani gay.
How is Jehovah, little Jehovah, crying in the manger?
Zidanu, Jehovah, Mtugu, Ali, Dangani.
So, now what God did?
You know, Zem Zimoita.
He created a blood cell in Mary. And God's DNA carried God's characteristics. And since God is known by His characteristics, then God Himself is in the blood cell.
So mzimu ene mune uka sele ya marofa.
But not the source.
Fezuti ene chibrishishi dao.
Then this blood cell,
you know, hey, Selema Lopa,
begin to divide,
ya tomo diketekan,
and created a body,
ya tomo sika mubi,
and the body,
you know,
the cells of the body,
Selema Lopa,
carry the DNA of God.
So far the DNA of Jesus.
So can you separate the body of Jesus and God?
You know, na ba ngapande kanya mubi waya so nam zimu.
Because if he was already in the baby, why does he have to come in a Jordan? So the body has all the characteristics of God. Who tears rolled down the cheek? Whose tears was crying? Whose body was it? Whose blood was it? Is God in the Lamb? Zoe in the Lamb? DNA. God in the blood cell? Is God's nature in there? God's cell? Forms the baby body? Is baby crying in the manger? Jehovah
crying
in the manger.
Jehovah
anything else, you're a
wonder.
And your Godhead is wrong. Just like your indwelling was wrong. This is God. Now let's read the quotes. I can say anything. But it's what the prophet said. Right?
Mm.
Alright. So let's skip a lot. The first one was 20 cents. The second one was a lot more cents. So this one is not less than. I'm going to read for you. There is eternal life. He is eternal. He is the only source of eternal life.
He
is a God our Father. He is eternal himself. Now, therefore, if we have eternal life, we have part of God in us and God in us. That's what I mean.
We are the brother, Brennan.
We have part of God in us. And we have God in us. What does he mean?
Now,
so you have source.
Vada chico.
There's only one source.
Una chico chi.
Father means source.
Chico.
Source of eternal life.
Chico
always capital S.
Ujula akaletera dandi S.
Then you have. Product always talks about genes, seed, and gene and seed carries characteristics. And that's how anything is known, a species is known. Your characteristic of your natural father is in you. They'll do a DNA test. And they'll tell who your father is. Is that right? Because they're looking for characteristics. This is also called the nature. It is also called Zoe. It is called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is called filled with the Holy Ghost. It is called circumcision. It's called the first fruits of the Spirit. All means the same thing. All is the same thing. The different words tells you different information.
Information
so, circumcision tells you it will cut you off from unbelief. Nature tells you what kind of life you have. Characteristics tells you
to
identify who your father is. And therefore you are the gene and seed of your father. Alright. Now filled with the Holy Ghost means you're filled with the Word of God. And the Word of God carries spirit and life.
It
will change you, transform you. Okay. What else is it? It's first fruit, it is the guarantee, it is the token. Now watch carefully. This is the token.
Hey, all the
when D token sees A token, he'll pass over you. D token is looking for his own life. Because he cannot kill it. He cannot destroy it. Therefore, A token.
It's
those who have the gene of God. And if you have the gene, you have the blood of God. Because the DNA is the blood of God.
Ngauri DNA ni malopa mzimu.
Feel the language now.
Vakukona vone luambo zvino.
Okay. So let's continue. Source.
Chipo.
Product.
Chipelezo.
So Brother Branham said, you have part of God. So the seed and the gene
na
is part of God. Now I'm going to give you something else. Now you hear Brother Branham says, this God is like a fountain. Is that right? It's an ocean. And he said, we
varine
is like a spoonful from that ocean.
Ritonga lebura yo kiwa ubafaruwanje.
And that's how you read it.
Dingandele ne basubonanga.
And that's how you see it.
And dingandele ne basubonanga.
But this is sin.
Marangei chini chini.
Because the understanding of it is wrong. The picture you have is wrong.
Now, first says that na chifani tuchine babanazo choka kee.
Because every time you take out the water, God becomes less. The ocean becomes less. So what is he saying?
So what does mean?
It means that the quality of the water in here and the quality in the water on the spoon is the same. He's talking about the quality, not the quantity. Watch again now. So how will this be true? We change this from the ocean and give you another one he gives you.
He
calls this the man's loins. This is where his seeds are. So this is a man's loins. That's the ocean. In the Bible it's called a fountain. If you take a seed out, and you take another seed out, and you take another seed out, the man does not become less. But he's giving you part of himself. His seed.
Amen.
Outside of that, it becomes sin. Because you believe it. I believe the quote. But it's sin. It missed the mark. It's a wrong understanding. That's how easy it is. So God gives you a part. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you another one. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you, sister. You might get $100. She already tore it from her book. Maybe multiplied in dollars. This is still on fire.
This
is a prophecy. This is the pillar of fire. On the day of Pentecost, the pillar of fire broke itself up in 120 feet.
Is that
right? And went into the believers. And the prophet quotes, I will never leave you. Nor forsake you. But I will be with you even to the end. Alright? And the pillar of fire broke itself in
120
feet. Went into the believers. No more
pillar of fire.
He can't leave them. He can't forsake them. I'll be with you. But who appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus?
So, Paulo, Dino Bero, Kayati, Damasico.
Then he say he broke himself and went in the pillar.
No, no, didn't want to carry. Then I got 220.
It's called sin. Because you picture that in your mind when you were saying it.
Now you both find inside what you find in some
room. You picture it without a preacher.
Was you find yourself? What's the number?
You picture it without.
Was you find something?
A teacher.
Mudedede.
Because you thought it was simple.
Now you both blow those answers.
And that's where sin comes from.
Unundi apo ni chibicha dao.
That's why he gave a fivefold.
Ningaso only a bushumeli butan.
The fourth fivefold.
Bushumeli butanu ama faneta.
Will teach it the way you used to see it.
Wudo zifunza ngandri eba chi andelo zivona ngayo mrao.
Is that right?
Na iso disone.
This is concepts.
Yesu chibicha upi mi umbure kubanga nyuma.
Concepts. Concepts.
And
concept comes from the word logos. Now you're the word. Now you're shaping up to be the word. Now God can honor this. Now God can begin to honor your heart. Because you have the right picture.
You
have the right vision.
Let's
go. So, what happens to this?
What happens to this?
What happened to this?
It's
the same as this.
He had
120 seeds in his loins.
And he
was given each one of them
his seed.
But the pillar of fire has always been
here.
And that's why he was fathering them on the day of
Pentecost.
You say, why did the prophet speak it like that? He said in his own words.
It
caused some to ponder.
Some
to leave.
It's
purposely done that
way. Because
only the elect
is to know
the mysteries of God. But to the rest it's not given. Now you know there's one in a million. That's how easy it is that only one in a million will make it. Even though the million believe. The million who doesn't make it believe. But the one in a million, he understood.
So
this is where this quote comes in. He eternal himself.
If we have
eternal life, we have part of God.
That
his seed, his
genes.
And God in us. Because the characteristics of the seed is God.
Amen.
So you are part of God because you have a seed. And you are God because the seed has all the qualities and power of God. That's why he said in you is enough power to speak a word and go live on it. Not he speak the word. He already did that. Now it's your turn. So let's look at so God is God, it's God himself in you, just like you're part of your father. Are you part of your father? Is part of your father in you? That's how he gave you a part of himself. See, you're part of your heavenly father the same way. Alright. Let's read the quotes now. I'm going to skip the teaching.
Can you write the quotes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I did a little chart for us quickly here. The source is apple. What is product will be? Apple.
Lord.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in you. But the G. Not the Holy Spirit, the source. Zoe in you? Better be Zoe there. Token here? A token there. You have the idea? Eternal life? Father?
Koti?
Seed? Offspring?
Na,
Logos?
Logos.
Logos.
Now logos.
Because you are part of the world.
No, let's see the child.
If you are part of the world,
let's see the
child. He was part of Adam.
Over let's see the child.
If he's logos,
the logos,
you have to be part of him.
Now what about let's see the child?
The spirit of Christ.
We are Christ.
Also the spirit of Christ.
Now we are Christ.
So the new nature is called the Holy Ghost.
If it's of him, I'm careful.
The new nature. It's called the divine nature. The new nature is called the gene of God. Look at the prophet's quotes now. Conversion is the Holy Spirit that moves the old nature out. And the new nature comes in, which is the Holy Ghost. Is the prophet calling the new nature the Holy Ghost? Which Holy Ghost moved it out? The Holy Spirit that moves your nature out. What moved your nature out? And then he put his own nature in.
Then we have a
which is the Holy Ghost. So what's the new nature called?
So bumbo says to me.
The Holy Ghost. You're filled with the Holy Ghost?
Not that
you're
going to
be. Are you filled with the source?
Not that you're going to
no. No. Because God cannot fellowship with the devil.
God mudzimu angasi.
God can only fellowship with his own kind.
Mudzimu angakona uleza na fedzi na vale vawe.
So God the source.
The fellowship
with you now
because
you have the same joy. Otherwise, the Holy Ghost may fellowship with themselves.
So, the
fellowship with the gene.
Chico, chingavana vuletani nambeli.
So is the prophet calling the new nature the Holy Ghost?
You know, for the joke, humble and humble, and send me a
do you have the Holy Ghost?
No, but let me ask you.
Which one?
Ufio.
All right, let's go to the book of Ephesians 1. Let's put it in your Bible.
Carry a cup of Ephesians 1.
Always use your Bible.
Spiritual tradition is a VPR.
Otherwise, a man can make anything sound good.
Ephesians 1.
By
Ephesians 1
and the 13th verse.
Now, verse 13.
13, yeah. In whom he also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
No.
If there's a that,
there's
a this. There's this. And there's that. But you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Not this.
Who's the holy?
But that,
Marahula,
the new nature,
is
called the Holy Spirit. Is that right?
Amen.
All right, good. Now remember, if you believe this, if you're seeing this, it's because you're seeing something different when you came in. And to be filled with His Spirit and become partakers of the divine, not partaker of the church, partaker of the divine, the divine nature changing your vile nature into a nature that loves God.
Vumbo ya tamu po ichichamikisa mbele yabo uri ive mbele ya mzimu.
Watch carefully.
Kavala belezi.
The fill of the Spirit
udatu wanga muya
is the divine nature changing your vile nature into a nature that loves God.
Ndimvumbo ya yawe ya tamu po ichichamikisa mbumbo yabo yotinyarao uri ive mbumbo ya mzimu.
So when you hear filled with the Holy Spirit, you're thinking about a glass being filled. Alright? Alright, so let me read something for you so you can. That you might be able to help. Everybody can get help. I need the internet. Can we get it from you? We have the password. Thank you.
So what we say on the average. Okay, I'm going to. Let's give you scriptures. Luke 6 and 11.
Luke 6 and 11.
I'm going to cut off here in 1 second. Luke 6. Luke 6 and 11 says,
Luke 6 and 11, maybe.
And the Pharisees were very angry. And they talked together about how they could. Oh, I'm sorry. This thing skipped. And they were filled with madness. How can you be filled with madness? But a man said to be filled
with
the Holy Ghost.
It
is filled with the word. He said that. The scripture said they were filled with madness. How can somebody be filled with madness? They were filled with thoughts. What is words?
My opinion means
thoughts.
The mihumburo.
Amen.
What was
it? Thoughts.
Mihumburo.
That's what they were filled with.
This is what they were filled with.
And what are you refilled with? You can have a refilling every day. By refilling with word. And it doesn't mean good. You have that first. One more. All day in the synagogue, Luke 4:28. They were filled with wrath. Was their madness for like this? Was their wrath for like this? Their thoughts. They were filled with thoughts.
Amen.
Amen. So, I give you an example. That man is filled with the spirit of adultery. That man has the spirit of adultery. I can see the spirit of adultery. What are you saying? You're saying that man thoughts.
Mind
and thoughts are constantly on adultery. You understand? So you have to be careful when you start talking about filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's take a break so we all can repent.
God bless.